Superintendent Jill Gilday updated the school board on SBL, or Standards-Based Learning. While it's a student assessment system that has been used locally in private schools, it's new to the local public school system. School Board President Andrew Kaplan says this new grading system has been happening for a while at different levels. He says it's similar to what elementary students have received on their report cards.
Well, it's been happening at various levels for some time. It's pretty similar to what elementary school students get from their report cards. Talks about skills and mastery. It's been happening at Ecker for a little while. We've gotten a little controversy this year because it's been rolled out to the ninth grade as well. And obviously, moving from a traditional grading system where you have A, B, C, D, et cetera, to one where you're looking for mastery and competency in subjects, there is confusion around, okay, how do these grades translate into a GPA or translate into a college transcript?
While the transition is being done on an administrative level, Kaplan says the district knows there's some anxiety about what this new system means and how it will transition from traditional reporting, eventually impacting GPAs and college admissions. He says it's a work in progress and a topic that will be updated in the coming months.
There is a translation between the traditional numeric grades and what the standards-based numbers are and vice versa. So it's not that the actual grades that are being put on the transcripts or that are being sent back to the kids are different than in the past. It's a different methodology and no one really understands it, or there's some confusion around it. So it's the job of the schools to do a better job of translating that, of showing to both students and teachers and parents, okay, what do these grades mean? How is the system? And then also, and more importantly, getting the consistency between teachers and between grades.
He says this is being driven by teachers, and while it may take more time for them to prepare these assessments, there is teacher buy-in.
It's a different way of teaching. It's a different way. It's getting away from the idea that you and I had when we were in school, that you memorize answers for a test, you try to pass a final, and if you pass it, you move on. This is more, okay, it's the work leading up to that. It's getting mastery and actually understanding a concept rather than just, memorizing something. So it is more work for teachers. But this is, again, it's been a grassroots teacher-led effort over the past several years in our district.
In terms of implementation, half of the teachers at Treasure Mountain are using SBL. It's also been rolled out at Ecker Hill Middle School. However, Kaplan says it could take years to implement district-wide.
Looking at doing it in the elementary schools is very different than looking at it from the high school perspective because of the obvious implications for college admissions. So that's, it takes some time to find all the pitfalls and answer all the questions and complete all the training. And I think this would be, as it moves forward, it's going to take many years to transition.
Calling it an education trend, he says it's something that many other public schools are moving to. The board's biggest concern, he says, is that everyone's questions about the new assessment system are answered. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.